So here's the big question. You're interested in value investing and valuing and evaluating businesses on a deep level, but you don't know how, even after researching for hours, probably dozens of hours, hundreds of hours on the internet, and because nobody else shows you how to do it. This podcast has all those answers and much more about value investing and finance. My name is Jason Rivera. Welcome to Value Investing in Your Car. Hey, Jason here. Today's episode of Value Investing in Your Car, I'm going to tell you the three value investing books you must read if you are a beginner, if you're still learning, if you've already been learning, whether you're advanced or not. These are the three value investing books you must read, in my opinion. Before I get to that, though, I need to let you know you can get this series as a podcast anywhere in the world for free on all major podcasting platforms, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, and more. Get this as part of the Value Investing in Your Car podcast anywhere for free. Okay, so if you followed this blog or YouTube channel or podcast for any amount of time, you know I read and learn constantly. Last year, I think if I remember right, I read and learned from over 100 different sources. This year, I'm on track to possibly beat that, maybe just be right around that number. And every year for the last, I don't know how many years, I read at least 50 books a year. This go back years. I read and learn all the time. I love learning. Frankly, I think I need to be learning all the time still, because I'm not where I want to be yet. And I want to constantly keep learning and improving everything I do. So I read all the time. But today I want to tell you the three value investing books you must read, in my opinion, after reading dozens maybe of investing and value investing books over the years. These are the three I think you must read. First off, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. This is, if memory serves me right, what kind of got Warren Buffett into value investing and the investment realm. It teaches you a lot about the concepts and kind of a mindset to become a great investor and value investor. And it talks a lot about the theory of value investing, buying at a discount, margin of safety, valuation, all these things that are buzzwords, cliches, whatever you want to call them to us. They were pretty much brand new back then when Benjamin Graham was talking about them. So first off, Intelligent Investor, one of my probably my number one favorite value investing book of all time still to this day. And I read it 10-ish years ago, probably 9-ish years ago. Still probably my favorite book. A little dry now I can think back on it. But without reading that book, without Warren Buffett recommending that book, I might not be in the value investing realm at all. So just for that reason, it's kind of setting me on this path that I'm still on today. Number one book you need to read. Second book is Bruce Greenwald's, Professor Bruce Greenwald's, Value Investing from Graham to Buffett and Beyond. So this one, you'll begin to learn valuation techniques, important terminology, how to think and analyze an actual stock. These are the kinds of things you'll learn in this book. You learn reproduction valuation, asset reproductive valuation, which I still use to this day. You'll learn earnings power valuation, which I don't use, and other valuations. Cannot recommend this book enough. Again, so going from Benjamin Graham's kind of theory, concepts, mindset, this one you'll learn actual techniques and terms and important things you use to evaluate the stocks. So this why it's important. I think if memory serves me right, I read this about the same time I read Intelligent Investor. And this is the first kind of place where I learned actually how to evaluate and value a stock, because everybody from Buffett to Graham to Munger to Clareman to Greenblatt to everybody tells you how to evaluate it and that you need to evaluate and value stocks, but nobody really tells you or shows you how to. So this I highly recommend to learn this book to learn how to do that stuff. Third, and again, I'm biased here. This is my book, How to Value Invest, which is the first edition came out 7-ish years ago now. Second edition is in editing. I wrote this book to, frankly, teach people multiple valuation techniques. How to think like an investor, how to think like a value investor, how to evaluate stocks. I talk about my mistakes so you can avoid them. I talk about all this stuff in case study style and analysis style because, frankly, again, going back to the last book, everybody tells you need to evaluate and value a stock, but nobody shows you how to do it. So in this book, I tried to accomplish that by showing you, again, everything I do, why I did it, mistakes I made, techniques, terms, all that kind of stuff. And the second edition, when it's out, will be even better because I've actually learned how to write since then. So, again, I'm biased there, but I really think you should get How to Value Invest as well for the reason I just said, because it teaches you actually how to do stuff, how to think in a real world sense, not just concepts, not just theories. So, one that's not on my list, that's probably on most other value investors' list, is Security Analysis. Benjamin Graham's, I think it's his first book. It's dry. I like details. I like explanations. I like real world examples. But it's dry, even for me. Really, really, really dry. And they spend most of the book talking about how to evaluate bonds, which is important because you can transfer that to evaluating stocks, or that kind of framework to evaluating stocks as well. But it's dry. I think that was Intelligent Investor and Security Analysis. Again, if memory serves me right, were the two first value investing books I ever read. Intelligent Investor is dry. Security Analysis on another level of dry. Should you read it at some point? Probably. But it's dry and it's really long. It's 700 or 800 pages and it's big. So most books are kind of there-ish size. Security Analysis up here and it's about that thick. Again, if memory serves me right, I think it's 700 or 800 pages, something like that. And it's dry. It's more like a textbook. But it's not necessarily focused on valuing stocks. Most of it's on evaluating bonds, specifically railroad bonds, which aren't really important at all today, frankly. So I don't, especially to start out, I don't recommend that. Yes, it's, should you read it at some point? Yes, but it's so dry. So I don't necessarily recommend you start with that. If you haven't read it, maybe you should at some point, but beware. Dry, very technical, more of a textbook style. You probably have to take a bunch of time to get through it. So just fair warning there. That's why that's not on my list of the top three. Others that are on my top three. Gautam Vaid, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. The Joys of Compounding. Guy Spears, Education of the Value Investor. Tobias Carlyle's Acquires Multiple. I admire all these guys immensely, and I've talked with a couple of them personally. I just haven't read the books yet, so I can't recommend them if I haven't read them yet. I know I've heard great things about them, and they're on my to-read list, but that is constantly growing, and I keep getting off track, so that's why I haven't read those yet, and that's why I can't recommend them either. Will one of those or some of those possibly take my top three list? Potentially. Because again, I've heard great things about them, but I just haven't read them yet. So I can't recommend them to you if I haven't read them myself. So I'd love to hear your top three of value investing books of all time. Was it different from my top three? Probably was. Do you enjoy Security Analysis more than I did? What are your thoughts on the three books I mentioned that I haven't read that were great, or that I've heard were great? Have you read them? I'd love to hear your thoughts on them. Is there another book out there that I'm missing that you think should be, that I didn't talk about at all, that you think should be on somebody's top three list to read if you're a value investor? Let me know. I'd love to hear about all this in the comments below. But until then, thanks for watching.
And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hit the notification bell so you're notified every time I release a new video, and release new videos all the time. If you're listening to all the podcasts, and part of the Value Investing in Your Car podcast, like, love, share, subscribe, download, all that good stuff. And I really appreciate your review, because the more reviews, views, and listens we get on our content, the more people we can help with this kind of stuff and the other stuff we do on the blog. If you're looking for resources on how to become a better value investor faster, there's free resources below, including a link to a free PDF copy of my book, How to Value Invest. Again, the second edition is in editing right now. I'm editing it again for the, I don't know how many, how many time, but it's in editing right now. You can get a free copy of the first edition of the book, along with other resources and links to our masterclass and other stuff like that below this video. And until next time, hope you have a great day. Talk soon.